funds. President Simon?
May I have a second for that, please?
Second.
This change in our budget presentation that was approved keeps expenditure level at the same level as approved by the board in its earlier action, but recognizing that we now have a balance of recurring money as well as stimulus money to spend for the 2000 FY10 year, and we thought it was important to clarify that as part of the board's record, but also to use this opportunity to acknowledge the support we received across the state from a wide variety of groups. From our traditional supporter is for the green economy, agriculture, production agriculture, to the labor unions, who also recognize foundations, corporations, that this was an important part of Michigan's future. The planning for extension experimentation were well underway, and it was good to have an opportunity to explain that to the executive level of the government in a way that gained their understanding and support. I assume the bill is signed. I've heard nothing to the contrary. So we'd like for you to move ahead with this recommendation.
Someone second this?
Yeah, we did. I'm just making sure there's additional.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Like sign. Motion carried. Would you like me to do the report?
I would.
Okay. The budget that was approved by the board authorized the president to deal with revenue in excess of what was budgeted by the board and make a report to the board. Consistent with the actions taken in June by the board, the intent was that if we had stimulus money available, then this budget, we assume is signed by the governor this morning, has stimulus funding for Michigan State University, that would be used for a non-recurring purpose during this fiscal year. And the budget would be based on the minus 3% base budget reduction for our operating budgets that was part of the legislative recommendations theoretically signed by the governor today. With the uncertainty regarding the Promise Grant for our students, the recommendation with the full support and conversation with the board is that for fall semester, we would use part of the stimulus money to offset the Promise Grants for all of our students, so that resident undergraduate students who have a Promise Grant on their financial aid bill, or their bill, which would say, and we told them if the Promise Grant was forthcoming, we would use the money, but if the Promise Grant was not forthcoming, they would be billed in November for the additional money for the Promise Grant placeholder. But since the Promise Grant has not been approved by the legislature and there's no funding available, we will use part of the stimulus money for all resident undergraduate students to cover their Promise Grant for fall. For spring semester, we will use part of the money to offset Promise Grants based on need, and so that our highest need students will have the full $1,000 for the Promise Grant for the year, and that will be scaled by need, and that all students will receive a reduction in their tuition on a per credit basis of $5 per credit for all resident undergraduate students, consistent with the action taken by the board when we approved the FY10 budget. This permits us to put the stimulus money in the hands of our students and their families while we are taking the responsibility for balancing the budget this year. Please respond to any questions or observations. The board may want to comment about that as well.
I think the last statement that you just made says it all. Okay.
And I really want to acknowledge the great support and leadership of the board as we took the action in June to approve the budget, because this is really simply a derivative of that action taken by the board. And financial aid will be sending out all the relevant information. But this is a one-time benefit because the money is one-time.
Right.
Trustee Owen?
Yes, thank you. The Finance Committee recommends, and I move to approve the adoption of the